Welcome, everybody. It's always a pleasure to have everyone. Welcome to another episode of PGC, the Pink Glasses Conversation. Yay. I'm so excited to have everyone listen to me. Thanks to everyone who has been listening to the past two episodes, now the third one. I know it feels like a small number, but celebrating small wins, right? That's the goal. So I'm really grateful to everyone who has been listening, who has been following on social media, who has been giving me their feedback and letting me know what they think about the podcast and how it has been helpful and impactful. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving for those who celebrate Thanksgiving. And I hope everyone is ready for Christmas, my favorite time and the most wonderful time of the year. I had a great Thanksgiving. It was different, but it was good. I definitely thought over, you know, some of the things that I talked about last week, and I was like, hey, this is really for me, you know. So it was really good to kind of put that out there in the space, in the air, say it out, and hold myself accountable. If you're listening to this podcast on Saturday, that's the Saturday after Black Friday and after Thanksgiving Thursday, and you didn't hold yourself accountable or you didn't do anything fun, you have today and tomorrow, that's Sunday, to do something, to treat yourself, to take space, to take time, okay? Let's do that. So my Thanksgiving was really good. It was really good. I'm thankful for friends, thankful for family, for love, for light, and for life. That kind of summarizes a lot of things, right? Love, life, and light. Definitely grateful for the light in Jesus, the light of Christ, his love, the love of friends and family. And I'm grateful to be alive, you know, to see another Thanksgiving. So welcome to today's episode. I'm kind of digging straight into it. I noticed the last episode it was just announcements, and then I didn't get into it until later, you know, so I'm kind of improving on myself, right? So today's episode is on faith and emotions. I came ready this time around, guys. I came ready. This is an episode, this is a topic that I have been talking about with people so much this last couple of weeks that I'm like, okay, I'm sharing this to the public. And so I just really want to talk about this. And you don't have to be a person of faith. You don't have to be a Christian for you to listen to this episode. You can be someone that just, you have a different mechanism or you have a different way of addressing your emotions. And I'm just kind of calling that out. If you already do this, then thumbs up, two hands up for you, 10 fingers, the 2 feet, everything for you. You know, you're doing well. Keep up the good work. If you're not like me and you're learning, let's learn together, right? I feel like PGC is a space where I have conversations with people, like as if you're talking to me one-on-one or face-to-face, nothing too formal. That's why I try to infuse not slangs, but words that we use day-to-day life. Just if you've never met me before, if you do not know me personally and you listen to my podcast or this is your first time listening to my podcast or you listen to the other episode, trust me, there's nothing new. This is how I'm going to talk to you. And that's how I want PGC to be. Just a safe space, a brave space to have conversations, right? And it's not violence. You know, I wrote it in my notes here. I'm like, violence FC. No, it's not violence. It's just empathy with truth. You know, with a hard knock of reality and truth. Let's talk about how we address our emotions. That's what I'm talking about today. How do we deal with our emotions? And this, like I said, is stemming from like conversations I've had with believers, with the brethren, with people of faith like me. Like when we go through hard times and we kind of like mask it in faith. Hold up. Hold it. I am not saying do not have faith. In fact, it's not possible, right? We are the brethren. Faith is who we are. I'm not saying don't have faith. And I'm not saying don't tackle your emotions with the scripture. But today I'm going to be addressing how we mask it. Mask. How we mask it in it is well. How we mask it in, where this is coming from, just to paint a better picture for people who don't understand, or if you're like, wait, what are you trying to say, Lalua? So this is what I'm trying to say. So how are you doing today? How is that going? What's going on with that stuff or that thing you're working on? Or how is work? And I'm like, work has been a lot, but I know God is good and I know the Lord has put me in this job for a purpose. Huh? It is you people that I'm calling out today. We are calling ourselves out today. Or how are you feeling today? You know, how are things going? And I'm going to address the how are you feeling conversation soon. How are you feeling today? Well, I'm stressed, but I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I know that the Lord... I know that the Lord lives, but let's talk about how you feel. And that's what I'm talking about today. I'm not saying don't do all of that. We will get to that part. We will get to that part where we're talking about the Lord is good. We'll get to that part where we're like, let's use the scripture to deal with this situation. We will get to that part where we say, I'll be praying for you. We know those of us that don't pray. We'll get there. But, it's like, how do you feel? You're stressed. Full stop. Just stop it. Stop there. That's it. That's how you feel. You're stressed. Okay. What can I do to support you? How can you feel better? That's how we have a conversation. Then while we're having the conversation, we can talk about, let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. Let me support you. And I know that the Lord is good. Yeah, we will get there. But let's not mask our emotions in this. It's like we're trying to deceive ourselves. Because when we do that, we know that it doesn't really help anything. I'm not saying the scripture doesn't help, but it doesn't really help us when we're like, I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed, but God is in control. He's in control, sister, but you are stressed, brother. You are stressed. Let's talk about the stress. Or you feel lonely. Let's talk about that feeling of loneliness. Or you're going through so much, like a lot of heartbreak and emotions. Let's talk about that. Do you need a shoulder to cry on? Do you need someone to hug you? Can I hug you? Can I support you? Let's do that. Because I believe that God wanted us to have emotions, and that's why he gave them to us. I believe and I know that God is an intentional God. God, he knows what he's doing. He did not give me 2 ears for nothing and 2 hands and just 1 mouth for nothing. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's not just the outward, it's the inward. My small intestine, my large intestine, my brain, my feet, my heart, my lungs, the way my blood flows, the way everything is fearfully and wonderfully made. Let that sink in for a second. Fearfully and wonderfully made, including emotions. If God did not want us to have emotions, he will not give us. He won't. So it's okay to feel hurt. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's okay to be scared. The Bible says that cast your burdens upon me. If the Lord did not want us to have burdens, he would not say we should cast it, you know, right? He will never tell us to cast. If he never wanted us to have burdens, he would say, thou shalt not have burdens because it is not for you. But what the Bible says is cast your burdens, cast your care. The Lord knows that we have cares. He knows these things. Right? And so I'm like, God is intentional. Like, if you look at Hebrews like 4:14-16, it's faith and emotion, guys. We're going to get into the depth of it. If you look at Hebrews 4:14-16, it's one of the scriptures that I love so much. It's one of the scriptures that brought my understanding to this topic. You know, it says that it's like we have a high priest that knows, that has passed through the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He knows how we feel. It says, verse 15 says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize and understand our weaknesses and temptations, but one who has been tempted, knowing exactly how it feels to be human in every aspect as we are. I'm reading my best version amplified. No, I'm not quoting it from my head. No. I'm reading amplified. It says he has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sin. I'll get to verse 16. Yet without sin. So God, he has been tempted in every respect. Do you feel like your friend is betraying you, or has your friend betrayed you? Do you find it hard to work on your job? Are you finding it hard to find community? Do you feel like everything is just crumbling upon you? God knows how he feels. He understands. He understands. He does. He does. Trust me. So it's okay to have the emotions. The gap there is that it is not okay to stay there. It is not okay to carry the body in yourself. That is where it is not okay. It is not okay. That is where it's not okay. That's where it's not okay to be angry. To stay angry, rather. It's not okay to stay angry. It says, be angry and sin not. That is it. That's the threshold. That's where it crosses over. So I know it is well. I know God is good. I know your Redeemer lives. He's my Redeemer too. But how are you feeling, really? How are you feeling? Like, if you look at John 11:35, Jesus wept. That's it. Jesus wept. Why would Jesus weep? As in, the King of Kings, the one that, you know, left the heavens, came to die for my sin, that loves me more than I love myself. He wept. A whole Jesus, 100% God, 100% man. He wept. Why? He was still going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Why did he weep? This is the one that performed so many miracles, that prayed, you know, that was baptized and the heavens opened. This is Jesus, the Son of God. A whole Jesus wept. A whole Jesus. I'm sure if Jesus was living amongst us now, and some of us is just weeping, we'll be like, is he really the Son of God? He wept because, like Hebrews says, he knows how he feels. He knows what grief feels like. He knows what loss feels like. And you all are going to permit me today. It's going to sound like I'm preaching. And if it needs to sound like that, if that is what we need today, then that's fine. That's it. That's fine. A whole Jesus, he wept. Why? Because he felt pain. He felt loss. He felt it. He could mask it, you know. He could cover it. He could get there and just, in fact, before he even gets there, he would just speak the word. You know, he did that. where he just, he so many times he just spoke the word and the person got healing. He could stay where he is and just speak the word. Lazarus will come up. He will stand up. He would everything will roll. But he went there and he felt he wept because pain, grief, loss, those were the emotions present, and Christ was able to stay there with them. He was able to feel what they felt. Hebrews 4, guys. So do you need to speak to someone? Reach out to a friend. Right? Friends. Good friends. Good friends. Do you need to share your burden? That's what the brethren is for. That's what the community is for. I know probably you've been hurt by a friend, or you've been hurt by someone you really trusted. My people will say that if we close our eyes, that the bad person should pass. That who is not a good person should pass. We would not know when the good person passes. Yeah, I feel like I'm so tempted to say it in Yoruba, and I will say it. It says, Taba diju taba ni keni buruku kokoja. Ah, ni mo bateni to da makoja. And that's just it. You probably have been hurt before. Yeah, but I know it's hard, sis. I know it's hard, bro. You can get back up from it. You can pray the Lord will send you good friends, great people, great community who are understanding, that will listen. But it starts with the person in the mirror. It starts with the person listening to my voice. Are we good friends? Are we ready to listen? Are we supportive? You know, and this culture, see, this is our generation and our culture, eh? We want to validate so many things. So many things we want to validate. And it's just fine. So many truths, so many variations of truth that we want to validate. And more again, this generation continues to teach us selfishness. It continues to propagate and spread and proclaim the gospel of self. I mean, and it's, see, they're very thing-like to this thing, right? You're not in the headspace, you're not in the emotion to be there for somebody else. You just want your own space and you want to be there for yourself. That is fine. And I'm not saying go out of your way and, you know, not take care of yourself. I'm not saying that. But to be honest, if we wait that we should be fine for ourselves before we are there for somebody, we will probably only be there for somebody maybe twice or three times in this life. You know why? Problem no dey finish. Things will continue to happen. Problems never end. God is good. God is still faithful. It doesn't reduce the stature of God to none. Mm-mm. It will come, and he will overcome it for us. He will keep overcoming. So in this world, you will go to troubles, but what? Be of good cheer. Overcome the world. Be of good cheer. He will overcome. But that will not go to troubles. That one is a lie. Problem. My people will say problem does not. Problem not the finish. So if you wait for things in your life to be fine, if we always wait to be in the perfect emotion, we would never be there for people. Let's be honest. If every time, I mean, I'm guilty of this as well, but I'm thinking about those times where I probably had to help a friend make her hair, or I had to help a friend organize a baby shower, or I had to, you know, help a friend cook, or help a friend do something, or listen to something for a friend, or read a paper, all those things. Right? I'm thinking of all those times, and I can think of so many other things that could make me say no. Of course, there are times that I say no. But if I was looking at what was going on in my life in those particular moments, I probably would never have been a helping hand to those people. So let's be good friends. Let's be supportive friends. Let's hold ourselves and our friends accountable. If you're having a conversation with that friend today or on that phone call and you're like, what's going on? How's everything? You know, it's like, ah, things are going, Jerry. You know, things are fine. But I don't know, everything will be fine. Stop your friend there and say, if you want to, tell me about it. You know, if you're in that level of relationship with your friend, say, tell me about it. How are you feeling, Gongo? Let's talk about it. I really want to encourage everyone today. I really want to call our consciousness to this thing. You know, sometimes all we have to do is just listen. Listen to that friend. Listen to that person. At least in my line of work, a couple of times I get to do crisis response. And what I am learning is sometimes all I have to do is listen to that youth in crisis, that youth that escalated. That's sometimes all I have to do is just give them space to listen. Sometimes that's all. It's just, okay, tell me more. What is going on? You never go wrong with your question. That's a secret weapon to relationships, to friendships, to family, to friends, to work, to therapy, to counseling. You never go wrong with a question. Last, the person will say, I don't know. But what you've done is you've opened space for conversation. You rarely ever go wrong with a question. You rarely ever do. You rarely ever do. So ask a question. Ask that friend. You know, and there's going to be part two to this next week. It's part two in a different dimension. You know, you rarely ever go wrong. Ask a question. Be there for that person. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you just want to snuggle on your couch and just... Sometimes, and when you do it, you're like, oh my goodness, this is how I impacted this person's life. Wow. So step out, be that friend, be that supportive person. And if you don't have supportive people in your life, I really feel you, and I cannot imagine how that might be. I do hope and I pray for you. I'm not going to say it, I'm going to pray for you. I'll pray for you right now and say that I hope that the Lord will send great community to you. I do hope that the Lord would bring people that will love you in the way that the Lord loves us. I pray that the Lord would bring amazing and supportive people to you. If you ever want to talk to someone again, like, there's a way you can contact me in the link, like the link tree. You know, let's just talk. Like, if you need someone to just talk to, I mean, it's not therapy, just talk, right? Just your sister next door, your online sister. I'm here to do that. So that's kind of most of what I had today. That's kind of all I had today. Let's talk about how you feel. Let's not mask it up. Let's not cover it up. We know that you know the scriptures. We know that you know these things. But say how you feel. It's okay. It's okay to feel lost. It's okay to be heartbroken. It's okay. It's okay. The only thing that is not okay is staying there. Is letting it overcome you. It's letting it overpower you. That is the one that is not okay. And that, again, is where friends and community and support come in. I mean, I can think about so many things where I wanted to give up. Or I even did. And I cannot be more grateful for my community. You know, even though I'm physically far from most of them, I'm still grateful for them. Talking about Thanksgiving and all. Right? So let's do that today. Let's try it. You know, let's be uncomfortable. It's a brave space. It's not a safe space. Safe space is like me. I don't like that word, safe space. Brave space. Let's challenge ourselves. That's a brave space. Let's challenge ourselves to do the uncomfortable. Let's challenge ourselves to really express how we feel and be honest about it. You know, some of us deal with the words is like totally out of my mind. Not anger. Like when you covet what someone else has, envy. Some of us deal with envy. Deal with it. Say it. Express it in the open. Spread it out. And tell yourself the truth. Ah, Olaluwa, you are envious of this person and it is not good. Call it, expose the devil. We used to say back then, say the truth and let the devil be ashamed. Tell yourself the truth. Tell friends and family. If you have people that you can be honest with, if you have pastors, friends, see, I'm gonna be honest with you more. What this girl has, is entering my eye. Oh, unless your friend can, like, I know, right? It can be like that, but you know, still, God has given us everything that we need, right? So that's kind of most of what I have for today. I really hope that this has blessed someone, like it has, like even me, like it has blessed me. I'm thinking about some of the things that I've said, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, that's for me. So I really hope this has blessed someone. If you listen to this and you feel like, you know, someone that would benefit from it, please share it to the person. Please share the word to the person. Share the link with the person and let the person be encouraged. Again, I'm so grateful to everyone who listens, who shares the word, who replies my post and says, oh, this was amazing and this helped me and blessed me. And just to kind of end this and put this on, to reel all of it back in, the song for this week was supposed to be something else, but then as I was talking, I got it and I was like, yay. Because I really delayed recording this because I didn't know the song to put up. And so the song for the week is He Understands by Chandler Moore. If you know me, you know that I don't joke with Chandler, right? Maverick City and Chandler. So when I was talking and it hit me, I'm like, yes, finally. So, song for the week is He Understands by Chandler Moore. And the quote for this week is, worship is from the heart. And it leads us to Jesus. I hope that, you know, in this week of Thanksgiving and as we enter a new month and the festive period, you know, I hope we find time and space to worship, to be grateful. Worship from the heart that takes us to the presence and leads us to the presence of Jesus. That's kind of all of it. So challenge yourself this week, guys. Have a good time. Have a great weekend. Happy new month in advance. The next one I'm going to be recording is probably going to be in December. I cannot believe it's December, but it is what it is. So happy new month, guys. And see you at the next episode, on the next episode. Jamal Mami is. Bye, guys. Thank you.